Shaila came up recently about the filters. A lot of houses in Klal Yisrael today, people like to drink better water, filtered water. Some people, they buy bottles of good water, mineral water, they don't have a problem. Not everyone could afford it. So people put filters in their house. And they filter the water. And there's a big shaila, a lot of the new poskim taina, there's a chashash isur deraisa to open the tap in a house that has filters. I want to explain why it's considered a new shaila and it's not an old shaila. And we'll go to Seder Advol. One of the melochas in Shabbos is melechas boira. You're not allowed to take out the psilis out of the water. You're allowed to take the oichel out if you do it beyat, not bekli. So to filter water with a filter in Shabbos, be'etzim it's a melocha. So this shaila already came up years ago. When the shaila came, if you're allowed to filter water in Shabbos or not. And most of the poskim hold, maybe all the poskim, there is no problem to filter water in Shabbos. Why? The reason there was no problem to filter water in Shabbos was, the Gemara says, Masech to Shabbos, we passed it in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yutes, that you're allowed to, if a person has wine with little kmochim, little pieces inside, you're allowed to put it in a mishmeres and Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do it in Shabbos? So because The Gemara says, Mishtati behochi. The Gemara says, while normal people can drink it even with these little pieces. Kevin the Mishtati Behochi, while you could drink it anyways, so it's not called Boira. You write that it's better without the little pieces, without the Kmochim. But while you could drink it with this Kmochim, it's not called Boira. So maybe all the Poskim Tainas, that all of these kind of filters that we have, Lemaisi, you could drink the water with the little pieces inside, with a little, this is what it is. But maybe it's not considered boira. This was the reason all the years, all the rabbanim were matir to use filters. This is the reason the Chazanish says every tap, even without a filter, they have like a little thing that catches the little dirt that comes out from the sink, from the tap. You could drink it. Even if they don't have it, you go to the, and you drink, you manage to drink it. The maila is no isur boira. This was the reason Klal Yisrael till now was using filters in Shabbos. Now, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, if a person is an istanis and he can't drink the water at all when there's little pieces inside, he's not allowed to filter the water. So some rabbanim came, like Rabbi Yashiv, and said, sometimes people come from America and they have some, you know, things in their head that they can't drink the Israeli water. Yeah, the mamish can't, they get sick. So Rabbi Yashiv holds, these people are not allowed to filter water on Shabbos. Because they mamish istanis, and they can't drink it. So while they're istanis, this is Rabbi Yashiv. Reb Nissim Karelitzos, it's not called Beirel, it's Dimyonis. Not because they're Meshugayim. Beirel has to be Psoilis Mitoich Oichel. You filter the water, it looks exactly the same. You're right, after 20 times the filter looks black. But Beirel has to take one out of the other, to take out Dimyonis de Gezachen. Yeah, even that, for sure, science is something there, it's not called Beirel.
Does he use the filters for bugs?
Well, again, let me get the filter for bugs. We're speaking about filter to clean the water. So again, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to filter. This was before the new Shaila. This is the 20 years already, 50 years Klai Yisrael are going like that. You're allowed to filter water because the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufla Metes that if it's Mishtati Be'ochi, even if you have little Kmochim inside the water, the Gemara says you're allowed to filter them in Shabbos, you're allowed to Mesanin them, because regular people will drink it. And while regular people drink it, it's not called Beirel. If someone is an Easternis and he can't drink it at all, it's considered Beirel. Mele, most people could drink it, there's no chshayla from Beira. The people that are very Eastern Israel, Rabbi Yashiv holds that they cannot. Mazam and Rabbi Tommy Alamo, you could. You had this breeder, like these pictures that you're Beira. I thought about Americans, the Mamish can't drink. He said, Dimyonis. It's not called Beira. So most people will say Mechan of Mazam. The people that are not. If they're really Americans and the Mamish, they don't drink water, yeah? Means if they go to a trip, they also don't drink water. And even these people that they don't drink water, but when they put it in the soup, they drink the soup of yeshiva. So they are drinking it. So again, it's very hard to say that it's people that are mamish don't drink it. That really, you know, if they don't know to drink it, yeah, because of the petal of yeshiva, they manage. So no, I'm saying, so it's very hard to say that the mamish don't drink it. So this was Klal Yisrael till now. The Poskim came now with a new shaila. They found out that the filters, the way the filters work, there's a lot of companies today. It's a very big competition. There's a lot of money in it, in filters. They have these three boxes of filters, all different zachen. These choshen filters, the way they work is, they put inside of the filter, it's made from pecham, from coals, I don't know.
Charcoal.
Yeah, that black stuff. Now, why they do it, this charcoal, we call it, I'll say pecham, make it easier for me. Yeah, has a very huge face. I will explain in science. Marshall, this hand has a face, maybe 20 centimeters, 5 centimeters. This is called a face. The water goes on the face, the dirt stays on the face, and the water goes ahead. When you have a box full with pecham, the face of that is around a mile, square mile. Every line of it, that's the way it works in science. So the water has so much places to go on that face, and all of the dirt and all of the chemicals stick to the face, and the water goes. This is the way they filter the water. It's one of the biggest, has the biggest faces, kimat, of every different science. Because every level of it and every deepness has another. Now there's two ways how they created these filters. It's one kind of filter is like a roll, a big piece, and the water goes through it. The better filters is like little crumbs, little pieces of pecham, if that, how do you say it?
Charcoal.
And the water goes into that, and it sees all that, the faces of it catches all the dirt, and then in the bottom is a sifter, and the water comes out clean. This is the way these filters work. 50% work like this, 50% work the other way. Came the Poskim and said, there's a problem. When you filter the water, you're right. You could drink water, Israeli water you could manage. Even if you cannot drink, out is good. But after the water came into this box, now the water is mixed with this pecham, with this char. You can't drink it like that. It's not royal shtir. Now when it comes out, you're sifting. A real Beirel Deiraisa. This is a Beirel Deiraisa. Now, so some Yidden came over to me today. They told me that they were sitting in a shir 20 years ago from Chashuv Yid. I said, I don't have to listen. No one knew about it. Don't tell me you knew about it. He said, we knew about it. I said, it can't be. She said, we didn't know about that. But that Chashuv Yid said that he went to Reb Salyanka Fisher, and he said that everyone knows if you have a filter in your house, after you don't take care of it for a while, if you open it, it's terrible. So when the water goes into that filter, it stinks of us. When it comes out of the filter, it gets drained out. So the same thing is, you're right that you could drink the water without a filter, and it's demyoinus, but after 5-6 weeks of filter, the place of the filter, the water is so disgusting, no one in the world will drink it. So b'meila, when it comes out of the filter, you're b'meila. The water is not roi l'shtir. The water becomes disgusting water. This is the mitzvah. Open a filter. I opened once a filter. So how bad it is, I took off all the filters in my house. Because it becomes so black and rusty and dirty, so the water there is terrible. So the water comes in clean, and goes to that place that all the rust and everything is there. And then you take it out. You're better. So they went to ask Rabbi Salyanka Fisher. So Salyanka Fisher told him, shh, don't tell no one, because the people will know about it, the Yisrael Deraisa. So let the oil to be misasik. This is what Rabbi Salyanka Fisher told them. So they told me, so take off your signs. Salyanka said to be misasik. So I told him, it's no shaykhs. It's no shaykhs. First, today people know about it already. Klali saw a guy who drive a car, don't tell him Shabbos. So I want to explain. Let me learn first the Indian. And people that have filters have to right away call the parents that at least this Shabbos, they're not be Michal Shabbos. They're Michal Shabbos all of their life. Chodesh will start to be Michal Shabbos. Every guy that uses a filter is a Michal Shabbos. You have to know, every guy that uses a filter that has that, he's a Poshet Michal Shabbos Pashtus. Pashas and Michal Shabbos go. No. So, Lama Hitzachom to be done, before to be done. What was the tzad? It's so simple. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufla Mites. The Gemara brings down like this. Shechonoch Pashas, maybe we'll do this with Shechonoch Shin Yutes. Seif Tes. Meshameres is a sifter. Osu liten boshmori. You're not allowed to put the pieces of the wine, that the pieces will stay on top and the wine will go off. But mutor liten boshmorim erev Shabbos. You take a sifter, you put pieces of the grapes on top of it, and you're allowed to pour wine on top of it in Shabbos. And the wine mixes inside the shmorim and goes out the sifter. So be'etzem we have a gemara mefureshes in this case. You're allowed to take water, wine, put it in shmorim, in Shabbos, and it goes off. The gemara says why? It was clear before, clear in the middle. It's not called boiler. Boiler is when I take dirt out of water. But here I take water, I take the wine, I pour it through the shmorim, it gets dirty, and gleich gets clean. So it's no breire. Tchilos ayayin v'seif ayayin. It's not called ma'ase breire. This is the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lametes Amud Beis. The Chazanish said the same thing. They asked the Chazanish, and all the sinks and all the taps, they had like a little screw that you could take off, a little, you know, big piece of sand, stand there. So they asked the Chazanish, how are you allowed to put it in Shabbos? So until a peace comes, people drink the water without it. So then the Chazanish writes down in the Seyin, Simul Lamed Gimel, but sometimes after a while already it's full with dirt. So when the water is there, so much dirt, you can't drink it. So the Chazanish, but the water comes clean, goes through the dirt, and it comes out. So b'meile, it's mutter. It's mutter. This is the reason you're allowed to forget about Bishul and Shabbos. You'll have to take a sense bag, pour tea on it, that the water will go into the sense, to the tea bag, and will go out. There's no problem with Boira. It's like the Minchas Yitzchak. The water goes in, comes out. And the Chaznish speaks out, even the Al-Ba'etzim, you would ask me a good question. The Ma'isa, not only the water comes out, something comes out from the tea. He says also the Mishameres people did it. They put the wine, they put the pieces of wine, they wanted the wine to grab a little bit more taste. So why it's not called Beurel that he's stealing now the Gishmaka taste? So the Chazish says one of the two. Other, when the water goes, it's bottled to the water and it goes in. Other, it's not considered Beurel to take it out, the taste. But either way, this we have often a Gemara. So the Meile, Lechura, the Shaila is not a Shaila. Not the Bisriyanka Fish's Kasha for 20 years ago. And not the new filter problem. This is the Eitz Lechura, the answer often the Gemara and Shabbos. Came the Ma'irim and the Taina like this. And here is Be'etz and the Shaila. Listen carefully. If you know how filters work, there's two kinds of filters. There's one kind of filter that you have the sink, the tap, and like it's a little blue or something, a little box under it. But most of the filters, like under the sink, you have the, like, it looks like guns and all different, like the whole matzah. Now how it goes, the water goes into one, two, three, they call it double three, double four, they have all different names for it, yeah? It goes in, that will explain what every box does. Everyone does it under a peula, all different kind of sifting. So the water goes in. Now what happens? You open the tap, 5 liters of water is starting to drive. It goes in and out, in and out, in and out. You close the tap. Now what happens? There's water inside these whole things. This water is now mixed with this pechan. Right? It's mixed together. Now it's sitting. Then you open the tap again. It starts to go out. Now you do bayra. Here was the shayla. We know that there's an Isur Beirah Deiraisa like driving a car on Shabbos. What was the Heta? We said, when I pour water into the Shmorim, it's not a Maisa Beirah. Because the water is water, it just goes through.
Wait a second, I have to go over the tap.
Well, a minute. Beirah Leib, but we'll get there again in a second. Chalani, not bad. So the Meile, you're doing Boira. And here's the Vikuach. If this is called Boira or not, and the Poiskim, which is Shterbur of Nisim Karelitz, they're claiming that Lechaure, if the Peula stopped, it's called Boira. Lemaise in Mitzchad, I found Minchas Yitzchok, Chalek Dalet, Simon Tzadik Tes, Ois Beis, he also says it. He says that a tea bag, he says that you're allowed to pour water, even if it comes in and out, there's no problem. You put it into a tea bag, you do like this, it's no problem. He says you're allowed to take a tea bag in and out. You put the water, you take it out, the water goes in and out, it's not bad. He says, but if you leave it for a while, and you put it out, and then you start to move it, then already it's water that came in, and now you're bad. So, Toska Pe'ulo Arishayna. The header is, well, it's in and out. But if it's not in and out, if it stops, they want to say that it's awesome. This is the Moisa. So again, so before we start to go to the Teim and Cheshbonis, so the noise of the Shaila is that came up when you have filters that are made from crumbs, from pieces, not a filter that's made from one big circle. The one that is made from one big circle, then it's not called Beirah. Why? If you have a piece, a fork inside a jug of water, it's not called Beirah. Not to take out the fork and not to take out the water. It's two separate things.
It's all sits inside.
What?
No, it's all sits inside that contraption.
Again, it's not called mixed. Mixed has to be a Tahoivus. When you have a pipe, the water is not concerned. Person opens a pipe. He's boiling, the water goes out the pipe. It's not boiling, it's not mixed. When it's crumbs, it's mamish like a mush. This is mamish boiling. So the ones that have...
If you just take out that middle piece, just when it's a tube thing...
No problem.
No, it'll start dripping water for the next 5 minutes.
There's no problem. I said again, but it's sunk inside it, but it's not a maisa breire. Not boiling.
So why is it different than the pieces?
The pieces are mixed. When a person is soichet the beggar, it's not called boira, right? Why is chita is not boira? It's called a dash. When you make a maise chita, yeah? It's not called a maise breira. The pieces are mixed together.
See, but the ground's fine. I mean, if I have a bucket full of water and forks, so the boira is part of the water there?
So no, but if they're little pieces that considered mix, this is mamish like little crumbs. That's better. So Mamele, they tiny that everyone that has such a thing in his house, he's a bayah. Many not allowed to use them in Shabbos. Now, I want to go slowly, slowly. First, we go back to the story with the Sanyanka Fisher. So Sanyanka Fisher had the same problem. They told him that inside the filters, the water is dirty, and it's not Roy Lishtia. So he told him, shh, not to tell no. Let the oil to be misasek. If you will tell the oil, it will be awesome. So I said, okay, so let the oil not to know about this new problem. Let the oil to be misasek, and it will not be awesome. One is a big difference. In the case of Mr. Yanke Fisher, when people open the tap and they have a filter, they want to filter the water. They're not mechaven to filter the water that stinks in the middle of the way to fix it back and forth. They don't know that the water got spoiled and it got big. Forgot someone knew about it, he took it off his house. It's a mistake for him. The water is clean, it becomes dirty with all the dirt together. It will not finish. So he was makel to say, hanach lohem. And these filters, the person wants to filter the water, he wants it to mix with the pieces, and then the pieces to stay. What he doesn't know doesn't make a difference. Say a guy drives a car, he doesn't know it's Chil Shabbos, don't tell him. This is what he's doing. I'm saying, in the old days, it was dirty. But I was not trying to clean the dirt of the filter. I was trying to try the water comes from the Kinneret. I want to filter it. And that is mutter because it's mishtati ba'ochi. It's not real, the dirt. You're allowed to. Now, what happened? In the middle of the way, it got dirty, it got clean. No one knows about it. No one tells us that it happens. So I don't tell them. This is what he wanted to be making. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. By us, the person is going to do a filter. That the filter is the pe'ula of bayah. And he wants the pe'ula. He just doesn't know it's also in Shabbos. Well, you let people to do affairs in Shabbos? Lo yala al adas. Lo yala al adas to let people do affairs in Shabbos. The guy is planning to do affairs. He doesn't know what it is. But this is his plan. Here the person is walking. That was the bug. Don't tell him it's a bug. The guy is trying to press a bug. He doesn't know that it's also. He thinks that the bug is not living. No, it's living. Don't press the bug. He's planning to filter water. Aleph. Beis. Was another heter in the case of Rabbi Sarianke Fisher was boyer le'ibut. Why? I'm sorry. So they asked, okay, so nochabal. So first, this is the reason here it's more chum. Came the poiskin then, and they said they have a cooler. They have an Eitzah. They asked of Sianke Fisher, you told us not to tell no one, but we know about it. So how we will open our tap? We know about it. So we're not allowed to open our tap. So that was them, Rav Yadler. So they told them, you open for 2 minutes, let the water to go, and then you could use it, because we said later, it's like the Gmorev, the Meshameres, and you're allowed to let the water to go. It's only the first minute. So open it, don't use it. Boyer le'ibud, you're allowed to. Where we see a boyer le'ibud, you're allowed to. A person has a sink, right? You pour the chunt into the sink. So what happens, the water goes into little holes, and the beans and these things stay on top. So why is it not boyer? Because the Talmud says, I'm going to throw both. Just I'm going to throw here, there, I'm throwing to there. I'm not trying to save it. So we call it boyer le'ibud, the Mishnah says you're allowed to.
This boyer is trying to get the song.
Oh, 1 second. So in the case of Sulianke Fisher, was boyer le'ibud. From his point, let the dirt, let everything to come out. For the first time, he's going to open it and he wants it to run out. For 5 minutes. It's boyer le'ibud. Right? But in the filter, he doesn't want the pieces to go out. Because then he will not have a filter for the next minute. He needs the crumbs to stay inside. He doesn't want everything. He's not boyer le'ibud. And when Sulianke, they came, they told him, the water is disgusting. So open the water, let it go away. You're boyer le'ibud. You're throwing away. I, the pieces stay inside. No, what's going to be done? The dirt stays inside. But I'm not boyer le'achile. I'm boyer le'ibud. Here, you're not boyer le'ibud. The water, you're boyer le'ibud. But the filters, you want it to stay in the machine.
Let's just say he was talking about the tubes, and now we're talking about the
carpet. No. They came to ask him on dirt, not on cubes. The Bichlal didn't know the
shot. Use filters.
They came to ask that the water is disgusting, not the tubes. They didn't know about the shy level. We don't have psukim, not for Rabbi Yashin or Zaman. No one knew about it. It's a new shayla. No one realized that it's crumbs. You know that it's crumbs, or you know that it's tubes? You know Bederech Lo. What? You know that it's crumbs. That's why I didn't tell. Why I didn't tell the Gnadim. So how you open it?
Most of your crumbs will have tubes.
Today, all the time, it's three times before all these new machines. No.
What do you think, Barry?
The water. So it's a big shayla. When you open water, the one that stays is a barrier. It's a stuff machleikim shabur chazanish. Where is the barrier? What stays by you or goes out? You're right. Be told in machleikas chazanish.
If you hold that, you're being buried the water. Then the water.
You're right. If you buy the water, but if it's you buy the water, you're leaving by you.
It's only one side.
That's right. Be told in machleikas. Be told in machleikas. If you buy the water, buy the pieces. You're right. You're right. Right. Again, it's something that if you do it leibut, if you do leibut, it'll be a sub.
It goes right too far away. Exactly.
Right.
It's a second.
No, you can't open the tap to use the water. Right.
For a second.
Right. Yeah. Maybe for a second. But you have to know to do it. There's billions of people that are not doing it.
The picture is not here.
But we'll get to the picture in a sec.
So that is it. As long as you wait.
Again. So again, and the dirty water they said to do leibut. Here it's a shayla if it's called leibut. And this is tali machlekes chazanish and mishnevuot. When a person is bayer, we look at the water that is the bayer, or we look at what you left by you that is the bayer. If we look at the water that is a bayer, so it's a bayer. Maybe it could be considered bayer not leachile, bayer leibut. If we look at what stayed in your hands. So the mele it'll be a bayir leachile, a bayir it'll be a bayir reichel. You want the pieces to stay by you? So now the shaila is like this. So what we do lemaisa? What we do lemaisa? A person has a filter. Shabbos is coming. So some want to say, fakir. They want to say that it's two etayim. As a primogodim that the Mishnebu has choylekan, that boirer oichel mitoich oichel is not called boirer. Boirer oichel mitoich oichel is not boirer. We pass it out like that. Because the Mishnebu says we look at the one that you don't like. Again, a person has grapes and tomatoes. And he takes out the grapes. So the Pemigodim wants to say, it's not Breire. Breire is Pseiles Mitoich Oichel. You're fixing. When it's not Pseiles Mitoich Oichel, it's not called fixing. The Melechas Breire is Melechot to fix. When you don't want one and you want the other one, maybe it's not called Breire. Shabu says, Kaseda, that it's not the Pshat, Avad it's called Breire. Avad it's called Breire. This is what we pass. But if we say that Eichel mitoich Eichel is not Beirer, Eichel mitoich Eichel is not Beirer, so here declare, if we could look at it like Beirer Eichel mitoich Eichel, the tzad that it's Eichel mitoich Eichel, I'm Beirer the water, and I want the filter to stay. I need both. Or not. You can't call the filter Eichel mitoich Eichel. Even that you want it to stay, the filter is chapping the dirt. It's not psoichel mitechoichel. The filter is full with dirt that I can't eat. You're right that the pe'ula that I'm doing, and we said it's not psoiles because I want it to stay. I'm not doing it le'ibud. But I'm not fixing, I'm not separating tomatoes from grapes. The filter is dirty, it's full with the dirt. And this is what stays. So b'meile it is considered pseudos mitechoichel. These are the tzdodei avikuach. So the shayla is if we could be mitzarif the primogodim or not. So what is the shaila shelefoneinu? The shaila shelefoneinu is be'etzem, we have one shaila to say that tznodim lehokel, we'll start. Tznodim le'isur, melech shabbos skile boyer. It's the tzad le'isur. The tzad leheter is the same way the Gemara says that if it goes straight, it's mutter. Maybe we could look at it like it's going straight. Maybe we could look at it. You're right that it stops in the middle. He stops in the middle because of the station. Because you have to close the tab, you have to open the tab. It's one pula. Glad that he's stuck. Yeah? But Ansem is a system. It's running through. Yeah, some pieces got mixed up in the middle. We don't have to down on it like that. This is one tzad. Yeah, Levi said, this calls it chashash boira. Some call it, Mashterbo calls it boira boiraise. The second tzad we're saying, maybe it's called oichel mitech oichel, and we could be mitzarif the prime godim. Could be mitzarif the prime godim. That the prime godim says that oichel mitech oichel is not called boira, again, not klor. If we could look at it like oichel mitech oichel, then the shaila is, if we use the first 2 minutes to throw away, if it would be boir leibud. If we could look at it like boir leibud, it's an error we cannot, because I need the crumbs staying inside. But maybe not. Maybe if we say that we look at the boir what is going out, so I'm not called boir. I'm considered boir leibud.
Why is it grubber?
It's not gomma, it's a pula. What? This, it biyad comes out the water. I'm opening the water, it's like bitka de maya. Especially with that cloud. If someone has a filter far away in the beginning of the building, maybe. Most of the times it's samach vanira. Water right away goes out. The water has to go through there. It's mamash like a bitka de maya. Especially Melechas Beiras Alam Raza, you put it in the sifter and it goes down. This is the pool of the Bishameras. So, this is Be'etzem the Vikuach that is going on. So, the Shaila is Be'etzem, the Vail, if you and I understand, the Achroe, this is without pictures, in a second I'll explain the problem with the pictures. But this is the regular Beira. The Shaila is, if a person knows that he has such a one, I don't see the vial, no poisek that is matir, and no one the vial is masking to be matir, even if you open it leibut. No one is masking to be matir. Can't say that everyone is masking to isur, but no one is masking to say that it's mutter. It's chashash deraisa. The shaila is, if the moshul, you don't know, or should you come to a house? Now the moshul, I'm scared to go to people now, right? You go to someone's house. Okay, maybe it's a melocha shen tzicha legufo because you're not mechaber to the maise breire. You're not mechaber to the maise breire. The shayla is if you don't know if misafik you could be maker. You go to someone for Shabbos. Some bachim don't eat in yeshiva for Shabbos. Yeah, you go to someone for Shabbos. They give you to wash your hands. I want mineral water. That's what I ask now. I go away for Shabbos to America. I hear there everyone is full of filters. So I asked, you know, I say some people like me to drink. I said, I will drink soda, but to wash, I want filter water. Again, sometime again, I'm saying it's done. This is Lemaise. So some want to say that if you don't know, you could mitzaref all of these svores to say that it's a suffix. To the tzaref, the maritats, that says that salad from liquid is not called boira, they're never considered mixed. Now, I'm saying again, the tzad to say that if most people on Olam HaZaken and Shabbos, they have filters in the house. So okay, they heard the shir, and they understand that it's the wrong thing, they will not do it anymore. They want to know, okay, Shabbos they will not drink water from the tap. They will buy water. They want to know if they have to shut the filters, if they're going to wash their hands. For washing their hands, there's not enough kamina for them, if it's filter or not. Some comes to Rabbanim and say, for washing your hands, it's not a problem. Why it's not a problem? I will explain. Why for washing the hands, it's not a problem? The reason for washing the hands is not a problem. The Gemara says that a person wants to give the cow to eat straw in Shabbos. So he takes, like, you know, these big forks, and he picks it up, and he gives to the cow. When you pick it up, you know, all the straw and all these things fall out. So the Maaseh, when a person wants to be Beirah and Zayra and Dash, he also does it. So the Gemara, but if he's Meichel to the Avus, if he's Meichel to the cow, and the leaves fall off, it's not a pool of a Beirah. So I need to get my water. And again, I'm not Beirah the whole time, I want to explain. The whole time it's not called Beirah, we said, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, when the water is running, it's not Beirah. I'm stuck, because there's some water here with the pieces that are in the way. I can't get the water out without passing through. So if I want to drink the water, so this is a pool of Beirah. But if I'm not trying to drink the water, maybe it's not called the Meleches Beirah. We see in Meleches Beirah that the Beirah is, I had a big argument, I'll tell you, last Shabbos, that's one reason. I'm sorry, two Shabbos ago. My daughter got a terrible pain in her eye. She's screaming from pain, she's an older girl. So I called Atzala. I went to the house, and Atzala came. And they said that they need to, you know, before they'll take her to the hospital, they'll try, you know, to do something in the house. If it doesn't work, they'll take her to the hospital. So they needed to put water, cold, hot water in her eye. But they needed something very clean. So they looked at the house, because it was, they didn't have nothing in the house. So they told me to bring a tea bag. They said this is very sterile. I go, and you put hot water inside, and when it's hot, you put it on her eye, and this will be like a gauze. So I said, okay, you can do it. They told me, why you don't want to do it? I said, I don't want to do it. Because they told me, we know, you chayish is to buy it. I said, yeah. If you press it, it's buyer. I said, well, shaykh is buyer. They said, buyer is if you want to take out one thing from the other. You're putting hot water in the eye. It goes out to leave shaykh is to buyer. So we asked Rabbanim, they told us there's no shaykh is to buyer. It's not pshat, it's buyer and it's misasik and it's mutter. Buyer is you're taking out one thing out of the other, yeah? But a person is eating and he's eating something. Not every pa'ula is called a pa'ula of buyer.
It's a color.
What?
It's a
color. Is that the Koch Nebuchadnezzar? Is it a color God? So I went to that, so I didn't call it. And I said, the ambulance will take a goy.
That's
okay. Lemay said after 20 minutes she felt better anyway. So it was Mukhat, it was not the Koch Nebuchadnezzar. But anyways, so they claim, I'm saying again, that if a person is not drinking water, again, no one is masking to write it down. But this is what they're trying to time it. That if you're not drinking the water from the tap, and you're only washing your hands, even if it's a pe'ula of beira, who said that it's called beira? Now, they want to say like this, and I'm saying you're going to spell it. If you're the owner of the house, it's hard to say it. Why? You went and you put a sifter in your beira. You say, okay, now I don't mean it. The man said, you decided to sift your water. No, let me shut up. But you put it to sift your water, right? You decided to sift your water. So now to say, but now I'm putting a gas in the eye. A guy that comes to someone's house and he's washing his hands, and boom, when he washes his hand, the first water gets pushed in a Meister Breger. It's not called Breger, it's not even Misasik. It's not called that he's Isaac and Breger. It's not called that he's Isaac and Breger. So far it's not called that it's Isaac and Beirah, it's hard to say that it's also. It's hard to say that it's also. It's not. You're right that the Meleches Beirah is done here. But it's not Misasik in the Meleches Beirah. It's not Misasik. It's not Beirah.
Why do I have to work with
that?
You can drink with that
and
Shati Blava.
What?
Why do I have to drink with Shati
Blava? Again, you can't drink the water with the pieces.
Yeah, but you can wash with the pieces.
You can wash. That's dirty. You can't do it.
If I had an option to make it that when I wash my hands, I wouldn't not use the filter. Wouldn't that rather not use
it? But you already made a pool of filtering. You're a sifter. This is a melacha. I don't want the melacha, and make the melacha and Shabbos. I don't know why you wanted it. You put a sifter here. So now everything that is going, you, when you open the tap, you're sifting the water. Again, they claim that that's not good for washing your hands also, because the water with dirt, you don't want to wash your hands, you don't want to wash the dishes. You don't want the pieces to come out when you're washing the dishes. You don't want to wash...
I don't like to drink the dirty water.
You don't want the dirty water. You want the first 2 minutes, you don't want dirty water. I'm saying again, Lemaise, the Rabbonim, no one is masking to be matirit. And I can't say that it's a heter. I said if a person, what I'm masking to say, that if you go to someone for Shabbos and you don't know the matziv, if you let it to run for a minute and then you use it till the Rabbanim answer it, yesh al mal lismach. Yesh al mal lismach. But if you know that it's there, to open the tap, what is the answer? If you see someone already open the tap, tell them to leave it open, yeah?
Check this, the tap.
What?
You have to check the filter.
You can't check normally. It's under the sink.
Yeah?
I said again. Yes, al mal lismach. If you eat by fruit by regular people, you don't have to check. I best I mentioned, but they have it. You have to know what kind of people they are.
If you leave it running the whole time.
So Rav Yadler said, as a poshta, so someone will call his parents now. I'm sure everyone will call right away his parents to save them from going to Gehenna. So the Eitzah is, Rav Yadler said, till you fix it, if you have a mushroom of filter on the house, go to the bathroom before Shabbos and make the water a little bit running. So we made it, the water the whole time is moving, so it's no problem. Even if it's dribbling, it's enough. Because again, we explained, when the water is going, Chazal didn't say that it's boil. Even if it takes time, it doesn't make a difference. Chazal will matter to put 5 kilos of shmorim into pour wine, and it takes a half an hour that it goes down. If it stops. So again, if a person doesn't know what to do till he finds the Eitzah, till he mavar with all the Rabbanim, again, if you have it in the sink in the kitchen, so you'll have to have the kitchen running, it's a bit more not so gishmak. But if you have it in the apartment, the marshal, you just open the shower or something like mamish, like when you do when it's freezing cold, that the water will just go down the whole Shabbos, and then it's not a shayla bichlal.
You said if they have it on the whole house, there might be another
hefty. It's a grom. I don't know. It's hard to say. But again, and I think it's pashut. If you don't have it in the whole house, so using Shabbos the ones that don't have it, and if you have it, so the vial. Make it running, and we may be a get all the Rabbanim, the Val, you saw the last couple of weeks, letters are starting to come out. Today someone gave me letters that they hanged up now in Kiryat Sefer a couple of days ago. That it's also, again, everyone is handling it, you saw the Val didn't hit Chutzlaot yet. But Lemaise, it's a big shayla of Boyer during Aise, and we have to find Snodim Lekule. We'll stop here.